This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Communities across the country are demanding justice for victims of police violence. In Albuquerque, the Southwest Organizing Project is creating a mural to honor the lives lost to police shootings and other forms of state violence in New Mexico. On Friday, they invited community members to gather and add the names of victims. KUNM's Hannah Colden spoke to folks there and filed this audio postcard.
Towards me.
Move it.
The whole thing, bro.
Sure. My name is Rodrigo Rodriguez. I am the Community Justice Systems Organizer at the Southwest Organizing Project. We are installing some panels. We'll go some kind of like retablo style portraits of folks who've lost their lives to state violence. Rito and Antonio Cordova, who were New Mexico Black Berets back in the 70s, who were assassinated by the police. I think Antonio Valenzuela from Las Cruces. James Boyd will also be on this mural. We're also including the two trans women who died in ICE custody here in New Mexico. And it'll also feature a big portrait of Valente Acosta Bustillos. Yeah, well, Valente was an immigrant worker. His boss, I think, or his family called for a welfare check during the quarantine. He hadn't gone to work in a few days, and he was the kind of guy that if he didn't go to work, something was wrong. So they sent APD to look for him, and he was murdered in his own home. They said that he attacked them with a shovel, but when you watch the video, he attacks them with a shovel after they've already entered his house and they're chasing him through his own house. So he turns and tries to defend himself with the shovel. They pretty much murdered that guy in cold blood in his own house. It was particularly heartbreaking. It was kind of the impetus for us to want to do this mural. You know, each individual has a story of kind of interactions with the police. And then once it became a news story, it became this thing of like, oh, well, that person deserved to die because they were a meth addict or because they were homeless or because, you know, they weren't in this country legally or whatever it is. You know, there's always this rush to justify police violence. And that's kind of what we're really hoping to push back on. The idea is we're kind of trying to make it look like a like an altar, like a Dia de los Muertos ofrenda. So we just want to uplift these folks and honor their names and their legacies as important folks and not just, you know, not just victims.
My name's Yolanda Torres Martinez, and I'm a SWAT board member here. This is a great project, I believe. Me and my husband, you know, he's like, he's had issues with cops before. He just got off work working hard labor, and he's like, I go, I'm sorry you had to come work to this. He goes, no, I don't mind coming to do something like this. He goes, we're going to do this. You know, I'm on both sides because I have a daughter who's a cop, but she's in Valencia County. You know, me and my son go clashing about this all the time. All the time. You know, stuff like this. He goes, you're fighting against something that your daughter is. You can't be on both sides, Mom. I said, your sister doesn't have an issue with it. So why should you? She knows I'm fighting for rights.
Hi, my name is Mikhail Gray. I work at Southwest Organizing Project as their media and communications organizer. So yeah, there's about 20 to 25 people here. There are some people using sponge technique. Some people are just going crazy with the brushes. And a lot of people are writing the names. They're starting to write the names of the victims of police violence and excessive brutality from over the years. So police brutality and police violence has been a very big part of our national history and, you know, the history of New Mexico and Albuquerque. And this mural is going to bring that to the forefront. It's going to remind people whenever they drive past, you know, this is something that happens and it's been happening for a while. And even though it's not in the news every day, you know, we're not protesting in the streets every day, it's still happening and it's still going to happen. And by driving past this mural, I think people are going to be able to remember that, hopefully.
That was KUNM's Hannah Colden. The Southwest Organizing Project's mural project is ongoing. Learn more at KUNM.org.
Support comes from the Southwest ADA Center, a regional resource on the Americans with Disabilities Act.